the nearly impossible journey towards world unity and peace. Real education and cultural convergence is one sure way towards world peace. It requires that all the cultures of the humankind grow. In order to make headway in this exhausting and near impossible dream, we have to stop making decisions in the now and begin thinking in terms of generations. To think in terms of generations is to build real educational institutions that make a real and positive difference across all the future of humanity. An educational institution that makes a real positive difference provides its students not with a self-serving system of stupid grades, but several independent student-made businesses at graduation. It is the creation of these businesses that will determine what topics of interest the students will reach for and double as means of setting them free from their poverty. In a very small and very restrained part, the existence of these powerful international institutions is funded by a small, temporary percentage of the student earnings. Unlike today's universities, these institutions are open to all. And out of collective wisdom, dignity, and vision, they only take enough money to stay in business, and they serve billions of students with the express purpose of noble and dignified betterment of the entire humankind. No student will ever be expelled. There will be no grades, no punishment, no records of wrongdoing, only successful graduation. Heartbreakingly, our civilization has not yet progressed far enough to successfully build these large, loving institutions. Humanity is not yet ready to recognize the importance, not yet ready to get it right, as the project would be plagued with liars, pretenders, and failures, and politicians hoping for breadcrumbs. Today, more effort would go into protecting these institutions from liars than helping the students transcend their initial limitations. Without getting too much into it, as there is too much to waste time on. From a very important perspective, heartbreakingly, it is illegal under the U.S. Constitution to provide all children with universal education. The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed that the benefits of universal education do not justify a violation of the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment, which reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." Our civilization is not yet ready to embrace real education. these international institutions would fail to secure stable initial funding from government. And with their importance misperceived as an attack on nationalism or the spreading of globalism, whatever that is, or some other fairy tale, they would be gutted and taxed and lose the meaningless and corrupt status of accreditation and used as an example of what not to do. Our civilization is not yet ready to learn. The hateful and arrogant politicians we elect show us how far behind on good ideas we truly are. The way education works today creates a very uneven, luck-based, dishonest, and inauthentic, and in some cases hostile, surface for all the future generations. Organized education can't yet work, but there is a way around this. A path of self-education that has already been followed countless times before. A way that revolves around encouraging all people all around the world to accept the responsibility for their own independent education. This is also the way that helps them attack poverty by becoming business-minded. Schools of today are not teaching us. They have failed us, and we are being cheated out of important knowledge and wisdom. As many of you have realized by now, we have not, in fact, received a real education. It was a make-believe education. Just hard enough to make you feel that you were working hard and that your hard-won diploma would lead you out of poverty and towards a beautiful future. The people that you thought were smarter than you were not actually smarter than you. They were self-educating independently of the useless materials presented in school. The people that became successful not because of luck, but because they accepted the responsibility for their own education. Luck is easy come, easy go. It doesn't stick around like wisdom. People are confused about what education is. They think books, doctors, and dentists. But those are just their boring jobs that are, in a way, a fun challenge and certainly were a fun challenge to learn for. Real education is about knowledge inherited from countless lives found in powerful books, lessons, and stories, and wisdom gained from living that which truly is life. And above all, greatness. Greatness of restraint, greatness of dignity, greatness of nobility, greatness of unbreakability, greatness of fortitude, greatness of courage, greatness of honor, greatness of love, and greatness of insight, and greatness of foresight, and greatness of understanding, and greatness of authenticity, and greatness of heroism. And then some. Greatness is not difficult. It is what human beings are meant for. But it is deliberate. It requires sustained, everyday urge to better yourself. The world schools that I describe will bring world peace simply by making humanity wise.